Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Humans Need Not Apply, A Guide to Wealth and Work in the Age of Artificial Intelligence by Jerry Kaplan is a nonfiction book about the economic and social consequences of rapid progress in artificial intelligence and automation. Written in a clear, accessible style, it examines how machine learning, robotics, and improved perception systems may increasingly perform tasks once considered uniquely human. Not only in factories and transport, but also in cognitive work, such as decision-making and pattern recognition. Kaplan's purpose is not simply to predict job loss, but to ask how society should respond when technology changes the basis of employment, wages, and wealth distribution. The book connects technical development to broader questions of inequality, labor market instability, retraining, and public policy. It is aimed at general readers, business leaders, and policymakers who want a practical framework for thinking about the future of work in an AI-driven economy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, AI as a labor market shock, not just a productivity tool. Kaplan's central argument is that artificial intelligence should be understood as a structural force that can reorganize labor markets, not merely as a technology that makes existing work faster. He emphasizes that earlier waves of automation often displaced some jobs while creating others. But AI may differ because it can substitute for human labor in both physical and cognitive tasks. That distinction matters because the most vulnerable jobs are no longer limited to routine manual work. As systems improve in perception, prediction, and decision support, they can enter professions that were once protected by the assumption that judgment and creativity belonged only to people. The book therefore frames automation as a broad economic transition, one that can alter bargaining power, wages, and the number of available middle-class jobs. This perspective makes the book more than a technical survey. It is an analysis of how machine capability changes the social contract built around work. Secondly, why cognitive automation changes the scale of disruption. A key insight in the book is that the threat from AI is not confined to robots replacing repetitive tasks. Kaplan highlights the growing ability of systems to recognize patterns, classify information, make predictions, and support decisions, which means automation can move into areas of work once thought to require human judgment. This includes fields such as transportation, customer interaction, logistics, and administrative decision-making, where software and machines can become steadily more capable substitutes. The significance of this shift is that cognition is often the part of labor most closely tied to education and professional status. If machines can compress large amounts of information into usable recommendations, then the premium on human decision-making may fall in many sectors at once. Kaplan's analysis is therefore less about a single industry and more about the widening reach of automation across the economy. He treats the problem as cumulative as more tasks become digitized, the boundary between human work and machine work keeps moving in favor of machines. Thirdly, wealth concentration and inequality as the main social risk. The book argues that the deepest danger of AI-driven automation is not only unemployment, but the uneven distribution of its gains. Kaplan is especially concerned that the benefits of increased productivity will flow upward to owners of capital, software, and platforms rather than spreading broadly to workers. In this view, AI can make companies more efficient while leaving wages stagnant or eliminating positions altogether, which would intensify existing inequality. That concern gives the book its moral urgency. If the economic rewards of automation are concentrated, then technological progress may worsen social instability instead of improving general welfare. Kaplan does not treat inequality as an abstract issue. He presents it as a practical consequence of how modern markets allocate returns when labor becomes less essential. This theme distinguishes the book from optimistic AI writing that focuses mainly on innovation. Here, the central question is who captures value when machines do more of the work, and whether existing institutions are capable of preventing a widening gap between owners and workers. Fourthly, policy responses redistribution, retraining, and a job mortgage. Kaplan does not stop at diagnosis. He proposes policy ideas intended to soften the disruption of automation. Among the most notable are forms of wealth redistribution, universal basic income, and a job mortgage system that would help finance retraining and lifelong learning. These proposals reflect his belief that workers will need help adapting to an economy in which job stability is weaker and career paths change more often. The job mortgage idea is especially important because it connects public policy to individual mobility rather than assuming workers can independently absorb the costs of reskilling. The system would spread those costs over time. Kaplan's broader point is that labor market flexibility alone is not enough if millions of people face dislocation simultaneously. The book therefore treats policy as an adjustment mechanism, not a cure-all. Its recommendations are intentionally pragmatic in spirit, even when they may seem ambitious, because they are meant to preserve social stability during a long transition rather than simply compensate after damage has already occurred. Lastly, a sober but accessible guide for non-specialists and decision makers. One of the book's strengths is that it translates a complex technological and economic debate into language that non-specialists can follow. Kaplan writes for readers who may not have a background in computer science, but who still need to understand what AI can and cannot do, and why those limits and capabilities matter for work and wealth. That accessibility is important because the book is aimed not only at curious general readers, but also at business leaders and policymakers who must make decisions before the consequences fully unfold. Its tone is cautionary rather than sensational, which helps it stand apart from both utopian and purely dystopian AI books. Kaplan is not arguing that machines will instantly replace everyone, but that gradual advances can still create major upheaval if institutions remain unchanged. The book is therefore valuable as a framework for thinking. It helps readers connect technical progress to real-world consequences in employment, inequality, and public policy. In that sense, its contribution is interpretive as much as predictive. In conclusion, Humans Need Not Apply is best suited for readers who want a serious, policy-oriented account of artificial intelligence rather than a hype-driven overview of new technology. Business leaders, economists, policymakers, students of public policy, and general readers concerned about the future of work will all find practical value in its analysis. The book is especially useful for people trying to understand why AI is different from earlier automation waves and why the economic impact may be broader than simple job replacement. Its main benefit is that it links technical progress to distributional questions: who gains, who loses, and what institutions might reduce disruption. That makes it intellectually useful even for readers who do not agree with all of Kaplan's policy suggestions. Compared with many books in the AI category, it stands out for its focus on labor markets, inequality, and workable social adjustments rather than abstract speculation about machine intelligence. It is a concise but important warning that the challenge of AI is not only building smarter systems, but deciding how a society should absorb their effects on work, wages, and shared prosperity. If you would like to support Jerry Kaplan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.